Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Romans chapter number 9, verse number 1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart. For I wish that myself were accursed from Christ, from my brethren, speaking of Israel, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law, all these things that was given to Israel and the service of God and all the promises. Whose are the father of whom is concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. I could read the rest of the chapter, but won't let me, so time won't allow. Go to verse number 30. What shall I say then? That the Gentiles, which follow not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness now, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at their stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Next verse, chapter number 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved, those Jewish people. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, speaking of Christ, and going about to establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Now, let's skip down to verse number 19 and 21, through 21. But I say, did not Israel know? For Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, but it was manifest unto them that asked not after me. Talking about those Gentiles and how now they're following after God. But to Israel he saith, all day long I've stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. To get all this in context, you kind of get an idea of what he's talking about here. About how Israel refused Christ and all this. Now look in verse number 1 of chapter number 11. I say then, hath God cast away his people? Speaking of Israel. What's the next two words? Remember, I didn't write this. God forbid. They're heretics. I'm telling you, I wish I could say. They're idiots who get on and say that God is done with Israel. He's telling you right here, God forbid, he's not cast them away. For also I am of the Israelite, me. I'm of the seed of Abraham. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What does the scripture saith? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed thy prophets. They've digged down thy altars. And they did. They did kill. And I've left alone. And remember, that's the life. Now, go to verse number 7 and 8. What then? Israel has not attained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath attained it, and the rest were blinded. According as is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber. Now stay with me. He's talking about these Jewish people, the Israelite people. Their eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto many. Now, let's go to verse... I wish I could read the rest of that chapter. But let's go to verse number 25. The rest of the middle of that chapter talks about the Gentiles. Because of Israel's blindness, the Gentiles were grafted into that. Okay. Verse number 25, God's covenant with Israel. For I would not, brethren, that ye should not be ignorant of this mystery. Paul is saying, I don't want you to be uninformed about this thing about Israel. Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. And that's exactly where these preachers are today. They're wise and they think they know something. Matter of fact, they try to tell you, because I've listened to a lot of it this week. Do you ever heard of a fellow by the name of C.I. Schofield? And they're telling people that C.I. Schofield introduced this thing about Israel. C.I. Schofield did not introduce this. Paul did. We're reading it from God's word. Now, look a little farther. That blindness in part has happened to Israel. Now, what's the next phrase? I heard one person say it. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Let me repeat that. The blindness in part has happened to Israel. That's where they are right now. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So we're talking now about the tribulation period and all. That's a whole nother study. And verse number 20. Now remember, I didn't write this. And one of these crazy preachers out there who believes that they're done with it, God's done with Israel, I want them to explain these verses to me. Verse number 26. And so all Israel shall be saved. Right now, they're not, where it says they're blind, until the fullness of the Gentiles come in, until it's fulfilled. And so all Israel shall be saved, as is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. When is this going to happen? We just learned this in our Bible study Thursday again. We have a Bible study on the millennium. Finished that up this past Thursday. When Jesus comes in the revelation and he stands, and we read in the Old Testament where Isaiah will look at, in the Old Testament, where Israel will look at him and said, where did you get those scars in your hands? Where did you get that? And Jesus replies, I got these in the house of my friends. Speaking of the Jewish people. And then he goes on to say, who can think of a thing? Can a nation be born in a day? And absolutely, it will be born in a day. At the revelation of Jesus Christ, Jesus comes, the Messiah, and Israel will see, those who survived the tribulation period will see, and they will believe. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. And I could go on and on and on. But listen, there's so much now, and not just in around the world, but it's growing in America, this anti-Jewish philosophy called anti-Semitic. And I use that word shock. I'm just supposed to be Bible-believing Baptist who fall now in that category that says awful things about the nation of Israel and all these things, and disregard what the Bible says about God's people, how God has promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And by the way, the Bible says God does not lie. He made promises to them forever and forever and forever. Are you angry, preacher? I'm angry. I'm just disappointed in some of these Baptist preachers, supposed to be following God's word, and then they spew hatred. I watched them when they would speak about this thing about the Jewish people. They didn't do it out of love. You know what the word vitriol means? And anger. They wanted, and I'm thinking, there's no way I'd be in a church of a fellow who spoke like that. I'd get out of that church so fast I wouldn't let the doors hit my backside. With that in mind, God has a special place for Israel in the kingdom.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.